I always like to ask the authors, you know, when they write a book, it always has a greater impact on them having studied the source material and having meditated on this. And you've collected so many different quotes from so many different sources. You must have spent a lifetime studying this topic. How did this book and the preparation of this book, how did that transform you and your own understanding and relationship to the idea of grace?
Well, I think the nature of this particular book, because of all the selectivity that was involved, the thousands of potential grace-related words or subjects that I could have brought in, the countless number of great quotations. I mean, I could have put Charles Spurgeon, for example, on every single day of this easily and still left out most of what he said on grace.
Mm.
And so, you know, that's the challenge of boiling it down. But the great thing about that, I think for me personally, was to come up with what I thought was most powerful in the life of the reader. Well, that's what's most powerful in my life. So I'm picking the things that really spoke to my heart, and I'm writing the things that I wrote, and I wrote far more than this, but boiling it down and taking little excerpts of what I've written to fit them in each day really made an impact on me. And the other part of it is, I was asked by the publisher to write a second book called Truth, which just came out very recently. And so I have a book called The Grace and Truth Paradox, but it was great to start with grace and then go on to truth and collect all of those meditations. And I thought consciously as I did it, I loved writing the book on truth, but I reminded myself that because I started with the book on grace, my mind was where scripture has it. Jesus came full of grace and truth. Now, it could have said he came full of truth and grace rather than grace and truth. And of course, that would have been equally true. But I think the startling thing about Jesus when he came in that religious environment of the first century was that he came full of grace. This God of holiness and even a God of wrath who becomes one of us and comes full of grace toward us. He came to show his love to us and ultimately die on the cross. That is absolutely transforming. And so it touched my life in very deep ways.